Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Hope everyone is feeling good today. Mahoney, I guess we should follow up. How was your mandate with your fellow grown man at the movie theater, your midday movie, wearing matching shirts?
I was pretty disappointed in the movie. I mean, our outing was good. It's always good to see a former roommate.
Can
and
we call
friend.
It a date? I mean, it's kind mandate. Of a date, right?
Mandate. Whatever, man. It's two dudes going to see a movie,
two
man.
Two dudes going to
popcorn?
See a movie.
Yeah.
Did you share
Hell
the popcorn?
Yeah. No, we didn't share the popcorn. We each get our own individual thing. I got some...
Did you share the soda? Did you perhaps get two straws?
No, I didn't get a soda. I got a sparkling water.
Ah.
And I got milk duds. And then I paired those with some Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, my.
That sounds like a tummy ache.
The combination, you know, you get the chocolate, the savory, and then you get the sour. Yeah. And it's a beautiful pairing.
Why is it that you turn into an 11-year-old when you go to a movie? Like, I would never eat milk duds otherwise.
Yeah, before, never.
Yeah, I mean.
There's no other place on earth.
Do they even sell milk duds anywhere other than the movie theater? I don't think so.
During Halloween, with the little package,
I'm like, I must have the largest size milk duds that you have, please.
And the Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kids salad. Yeah. But we saw Shazam, and it's rated really fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
We were talking about that on Friday, saying it was really good.
It's, 90% fresh.
Uh-huh.
And it's nowhere near 90% fresh.
Really?
We're thinking,
is that what the critics say or the audience?
Both.
Oh, really?
Critics... 90, audience 88,
but still
pretty high. I just thought it was really cheesy. I don't know, man. I am such a Marvel mark now. Marvel, even when I saw Captain Marvel, and it was okay, but even that I felt was still better than Shazam, and that was just an okay Marvel movie.
And, I mean, you were set up for success, too. I mean, your
milk
beautiful
duds.
Shirts.
Yeah, Tommy Bahama shirts. So we went and perused Tommy Bahama.
Together?
Afterwards, yeah.
Did your hands touch each other at any point?
No, but I had my eye on a sweet-ass Tommy Bahama Panama hat.
If you just stopped with, I had my eye on a sweet-ass, that would have been even better.
No, sweet-ass Panama hat. And then
I thought
about it for a day and then went back the next day with my fiance and bought myself a nice Panama hat.
Oh, yes.
God.
What?
Yes.
What is happening?
What
is happening? So I watched the Mule.
Yeah,
the one with Clint Eastwood, and he reminds me very much of you.
I'm not an 85-year-old drug smuggler.
Not yet.
Not yet. You will.
You have time.
I think I'm going to make it to 85. That's sweet. That's sweet.
Some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
How about we start with some bad news today, Dave?
Ah. So the rescue and fire department in Florida had to respond to a 75-year-old man who unfortunately was killed by his bird on his property near Gainesville. Have you ever heard of a cassowary?
No.
I looked it up. It's an ugly-ass, big-ass bird. It looks like an emu.
It looks like a giant emu, only the thing is they have these enormous claws on each of their feet, and they're dubbed the world's most dangerous bird.
They look dangerous.
Cassowaries are similar to emus. They stand about 6 feet tall, weigh 130 pounds, with black body feathers, bright blue heads and necks, and again, San Diego Zoo says that the 4-inch dagger-like claw on each foot makes it one of the most dangerous birds in the entire world. Well, unfortunately for the old 75-year-old Marvin, he fell over, and the bird's like, this is my chance, and killed him.
Yeah, they need to off those birds. Fry them up.
Can Florida...
fried chicken style.
Can we all agree that Florida should not have lax exotic animal laws?
No, this should be a little bit more,
because
tough on them.
Florida, first off...
Florida is should not be afforded with any extra...
No. You've already ruined giant snakes because you're releasing them into the Everglades and they're becoming
bigger.
Super predators.
Yes, they're becoming apex predators.
Yeah, and then they end up killing Ice Cube, spoiler alert.
Oh my God, how did you? The movie Anaconda.
I know. How dare you? Why did you spoil it?
I was going to watch that tonight.
Me too.
Actually, I don't know if he dies in that. I just assume he does.
He has to, right?
He didn't make it back for the sequel.
Yeah.
Was it Anthony Hopkins? He died, right?
Was Anthony Hopkins was not in Anaconda, was
no
he?
No way was Anthony
There's no
Hopkins
way.
In there.
That was John Voight. Thank you very
John
much.
Voight, okay.
God,
yes.
Oh, my God. Those are
what are you doing?
It was an older guy.
Old white guys all look the same to you? Wow, Sylvia.
John Voight's Ray Donovan's dad. Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, he's actually
Angelina Jolie's dad.
He's a creep.
He is a creep.
He died.
So
good.
That's the bad news today. John Voight and this guy Marvin both died.
Okay.
One in real life.
We have some good news.
Kinda. I mean, yeah. All right. So this couple, Gary and Lisa Fulbright live in Derby, Kansas. I haven't been. I'm sure it's lovely. Just outside of Wichita.
Okay.
They have 10 kids, which sounds like a lot, right?
Are all their kids? Or
yeah. Well,
adopted or
well,
something?
Well, you're going down the right road. They just adopted 7 more.
So 17.
Yes. Cool. The 7 kids they just adopted rage in they're 3 to 12 years old, and they're all siblings. Their real dad took off. Their real mom lost custody for neglect, so it sounds like they're all pretty excited to be with Gary and Lisa now.
Well, if you can keep, you know, if you can keep families together, they tried to do that and when going into foster care or going for adoption, but to adopt 7 kids, that's pretty amazing.
The two of them became foster parents to 3 of the 7 kids about 2 years ago, and then they slowly got custody of the other 4 as well. They eventually decided to adopt all 7 so they wouldn't be split up.
And you could field literally an entire football team.
You could have
like offense and defense.
Yeah.
You got some special teams in there.
Yeah, why not? Sure. Yeah. Have a couple extra coaches. Like, whichever one the fat one is, like just have them stand on the sideline with a clipboard. Yeah, it's fine. It's important.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Which, that's the best job anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, all the credit.
Like the guys that are the backup quarterbacks that are still making like $20 million a year, and they're just there to like support the new young guy who's going out there slinging it. They have a little earpiece in the clipboard. They're like, I'm here to help.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know why Slinkies, like you don't see like old Slinkies around anymore? It's because Slinkies are a racket. You know what I mean? It's like it's a straight racket, and those always broke within like 20 minutes of buying them. Then they thought they made a smart move and made plastic ones.
Message deleted.
My daughter has a plastic Slinky, and the same thing. Like, has anyone ever had like a Slinky long term?
No.
They're
never.
Terrible.
They always get like tangled up.
Yeah, yes, instantly.
You end up hitting somebody with it, and then it just gets completely unusable.
Yeah. Right, and kind of the whole point of having a Slinky is so you can have an extend arm to hit people with.
Yeah.
And then you do that one time because they grab it and it gets wrapped around their arm and it's ruined.
Yeah, and then you can't like put it back together.
Yeah.
Also, how does Slinky not have their own website?
Do they not?
No, like some guy named Ernie Ball. Do you know who that is, Ian, by any chance? Owns Slinky.com.
Ernie Ball.
That's a brand, right?
He produces guitar strings also, that company. So I can see why they would put out Slinkies.
Okay.
I also see a guy named Alex Brands. He also has Slinkies.
The original Slinky can be found for as little as $5.51 on Amazon. Okay. Still a ripoff. Still a ripoff.
They were never fun.
Like, it could walk downstairs. How cool.
Yeah. How cool. I mean, maybe before, like, television came around.
The light bulb.
I don't know, man. Still beating somebody with a stick was way more fun than a Slinky.
Yeah.
Like, hitting your...
Please leave
like, if you could... Because didn't you always want to, like, put them on your shoes? Like, to do, like, some Inspector Gadget-style springs?
Yeah, which...
It doesn't work either.
No.
I mean, yeah, I know we're stupid as hell as kids.
No, I mean, but, like, the Dick Tracy watch has become real.
Yeah.
You know, with, like, the iWatch.
Yeah.
But we never got the Slinkies on the shoes. We never got the little shoe elevators.
No. That make us jump higher?
Yeah. I would love some shoe elevators.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So I was wondering, when was the last time that you exploded at work? Like... really upset, maybe even like yelling or something. I just like, what happened?
Message deleted.
Been a minute at work. I would say when we're
down in Houston
when we got fired because they were lying to us about it. We're like, we're adults.
Did we really explode?
No.
I mean, we just kind of like called them out on it.
We were like, you're lying to us. That's fine. We were planning on leaving.
We know that you're lying to us. Could you just stop lying to us?
Treat us like an adult.
No, we're not lying to you.
Nobody knows that you were going to be fired.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's frustrating.
Nobody. Then why? It just so happened to be a coincidence that your
key card didn't
stop working on the wrong Friday. Dummy. God, you're so bad at your job.
But we're not the let's blow up and freak out and melt down at work.
No.
Not traditional
crew. I mean, Mahoney's got the most ability to do that out of any of us.
I've reined it in better these days.
Yeah, but as he starts to heat up, I start dousing him with fire retardant.
There are things that anger me and that continue to happen that anger me, but I think it becomes more of a stew now.
You mean like us not having a contract?
Yeah, like 3 months passed and no reason really to continue this, even though everything's been agreed to. And we're just waiting.
Yeah.
Just sitting here waiting.
Yeah.
Any day now. Do you need me to call you?
Here we go.
Do you need me to call you?
How many months has it been?
Three? We're at 3 months.
Coming up on 3 months.
Yeah. But do you need, like, what's the hold up here? Really?
It's fine.
Do you think Captain Marvel is going to revive Blockbuster? Because Guardians of the Galaxy kind of revived the Walkman. So I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that.
Message deleted.
Did it actually revive the Walkman? Have you seen anyone with a Walkman? Of course, the last five years that those movies have been out.
I didn't know that it was revived. Like, I haven't seen anybody let's get the latest.
Vinyl's back. Cassette tapes are not back. Cassette tapes were garbage.
But even suck. Is vinyl really back? I mean, vinyl's back for like hipsters or like the idea of having vinyl.
Sales are up.
Sure, but it's because people go out and buy it. But
yeah.
I can recall one time that I've actually been over at somebody's house where they busted out a vinyl and started playing it.
No, it's much easier, you know.
Ian, I bet that you play vinyl a lot.
Of course
you?
He does.
Yeah, Dave, come over, man. Let's jam out.
You know, I got stuff.
I got cassettes too.
I can sit in my bed and yell, "Hey Siri, play XYZ," and it plays. You know, that's so much easier.
Do we know if the Apple HomePods also record you? Because the whole story about
of course they do.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
The whole story about Amazon employing thousands of people to listen to private conversations inside your home.
People are being paid to listen, but I know 100% it's recording.
Our phone's listening, totally.
Everything's listening to everything with it. If it has a microphone and a Wi-Fi connection, it's listening. You know, that's a hard, fast rule.
I don't like it.
But how do you get away from it?
You have to unplug everything.
You know, you can make Wi-Fi jammers and electronic jammers that can prevent that, but then you just...
So I have to jam myself when I walk into my own house?
Yeah.
And then I can't call out or...
But think about this, though, Dave. When you walk into your house, you can yell to your wife, "Yo, baby, pump up the jam." Pump up the jam starts playing. You're like, it's a pretty good time.
Sexy time. Of course.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You son of a
bitch. No, we're not going to start playing Pump Up the Jam.
We're not going to play Pump Up the Jam.
Playing Vampire.
Dave.
Come on.
Dave and Mahoney.
Don't you do it. Don't you push that button.
I'm playing it, Dave.
Nobody wants to hear Pump Up the Jam.
People want to hear Tektronik featuring Felly, Dave.
Is that who wrote the song? Tektronik featuring Felly? There was a Felly before there was a Nelly?
Tektronik.
So what's that?
Did you know they're Belgians?
Are they?
No, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Mahoney, you're reading it wrong. It's Technotronik. That's the name of the band.
No.
Okay, all right. Can we just wrap this up?
No, I like this. Turn it up.
Nobody likes this.
Let me read the sponsor.
Yeah, here we go.
Let this have...
Get your body on now. Make my day.
Just let it be.
Are you not impressed that they're from, like, they're Belgian?
It's just a bad beat.
I thought
they were from, like, Brooklyn. Make my day. This is the jam. You can walk into your house, play this, and then jam all your electronics.
What are you even talking about anymore? Jamming my electronics with two Pump Up the Jam?
Yes.
I forgot what we're talking about.
Just can you read the thing?
Okay.
Top stories are brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. What? That's right, 1995. Run, don't walk to Meineke now for your 1995 oil change.
This was number two on the charts.
Not even number one.
Number two.
In what year?
1989.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So what an incredible day of golf yesterday. If you didn't watch the 2019 Masters, I mean, just a great day. And then the fact that Tiger Woods wins it all, unbelievable.
It was impressive. The fact that he hasn't won a major in 11 years, he hasn't won the Master in 14 years. He's had, four back surgeries since then. And, you know, just showed that he is still able to compete at the highest levels, winning at one of the hardest courses out there. And we're one of the hardest fields out there. You know, the best players
that's the thing is that the field around him has gotten so much better over the years.
Yes.
I mean, Tiger Woods has always been an incredible player, but the fact that with the fuse back and everything, he can compete and win at the Masters against all of these
guys
incredible
like
players.
Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, who are young, strong, you know, and
just
you know,
can bomb
good
the ball. Yes,
yeah.
There's so many of those guys these days, but some lucky lucky bettor put $85,000 on Tiger Woods to win it at 14-1.
That's like, what, $1.2 million?
It's a little shy of $1.2, yeah.
I have to imagine that the sports books here in Las Vegas got their faces kicked in.
Got crushed because
Tiger's
all the casual money just gets put on Tiger.
Money comes in on that. And I think they were kind of, you know, they weren't expecting Tiger to win. You and I, when we first heard about that $85,000 bet, we're like,
what are you doing putting $85,000 on any single person?
You must just have money to burn.
Yeah. And now you have a lot more money to burn. So congratulations to you.
I don't know. I know there were a lot of people who were like, I'm crying right now. I don't know if I was crying because the guy's a billionaire, basically.
No,
and he won. Yeah. I'm like, that's awesome. They're this is great for the sport.
You're not human if you don't cry seeing Tiger hug his kid. You're like, that's what every golfer does, like, after they win. Like, it's fine. But Tiger has won a lot, and he's now just richer.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. It is a great comeback story.
Yeah. But
don't force me into, like, sobbing on my couch.
If it was an animal that was sick, I would be crying.
Right, yes. Yeah. It's Tiger Woods winning another golf tournament.
Yeah. It's cool. Okay.
It's cool. It was cool.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. Yeah! The return to glory. Tiger Woods, congratulations. Hey, you are once again
the Masters. Stop whispering,
champion.
They can't hear you. Stop that stuff.
He goes, Tiger Woods, congratulations. Like he's like sitting right next to him like he's his grandpa at graduation.
Tiger Woods, congratulations.
I feel like it should be a little more animated than that.
More excited.
Yeah.
There's nothing better, though, than, like, the cleanest picture you'll get on your TV is golf.
Yeah.
You know, just the vibrant colors. It looks so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what the Masters are going to be like next year.
Yeah.
Because I think people are just going to go buck it. I mean, it's already, you know, thousands. It's already sold out. But I have a feeling that prices for that are going to go up even higher.
So Facebook is tired of Mark Zuckerberg as well. They're actually trying to oust him right now. They had a new filing that went in on Friday. And it's basically them trying to restructure the way that the Facebook dual class share structure is put together to try to force Mark Zuckerberg out. And an interesting related story. Do you know how much Facebook spent just to keep him safe last year?
How much?
$22.6 million.
If you have to spend, like, I get it, he's a billionaire, but the reason why that they're going to have to spend that much money is because the shady-ass business practices that they've been employing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook is creepy. Facebook has sowed all sorts of discord across the entire world. There's a lot of people out there. Like, it could have just been, like, a fine social platform that made this guy a billionaire, but instead just overstepped his bounds.
It got really dark.
You decided that, you know, money was more important than the good of the world, and that is that's where the problem comes in for me. Traditionally, did you do that? Did you throw that story in news, Ian, about there's a study that if you get off Facebook for a month, your life, it is statistically proven. Like, I think it was Princeton or Yale, one of these.
Your life is better.
Your life will be better if you get off. Not even just social media, specifically. Facebook.
Facebook is easily my least favorite of all the platforms.
Do we even go on Facebook, like any of us? Because I rarely do.
Yeah.
I find myself doing it all the time.
Yeah.
It's one of the apps. It's the last app that I go to. Like, I'll even go to, like, LinkedIn before I go to Facebook.
Find it on LinkedIn.
Yeah, what do you find on LinkedIn?
Like, what's even on LinkedIn?
Professionals, Mahoney.
But I mean, like, why are you going? Like,
I network with other professionals.
Guys in, like, business suit bikinis? Because if that's not a thing yet, it should be.
It should be.
No, it's not a bikini site. Like, not everything is a bikini site. All of the rest of them are pretty much bikini sites. LinkedIn is not. Uh-huh. I like that you two schlubs are such unprofessional. What is even on LinkedIn?
I have LinkedIn.
I don't even know, dude. Why would you talk to another person doing business?
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
It's a normal thing for people.
It's just not on radio.
Yes. Whatever. All right.
For the dogs.
Yeah, is there like a LinkedIn for dogs?
No, like a dachshund?
You guys are LinkedIn. So simple.
There needs to be like a dating site for dogs. Like, you can like go meet dogs at random places.
You're going to have to move to Kentucky if you want to start meeting dogs on dates. You creep.
I just want a pet.
Welcome to Churches, live at Brooklyn Bowl.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So, Ian, this week, On Dirty Laundry, we have ourselves an exotic stripper, right?
Yes, we do. We haven't had one in quite a while.
An international exotic stripper.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, my. She's been in the States for a while now. She's from Belize, and she has a wonderful accent. Mm-hmm. I met her outside the bar laundromat. She was sipping on a Modelo.
Okay, could you explain what she looks like?
Well, she was about 5'6".
Okay.
Hair, very, very dirty.
No. Mm-hmm.
Clothing, also very, very dirty.
You mean like a dirty blonde? Is
that no, unwashed.
Oh, and as far as clothes go, you know, that's kind of like a hipster chic thing going on right now. They don't wash their jeans.
Bohemian almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of boho. I'll give it that. Okay. No bra on, so left nothing to the imagination.
I see.
Uh-huh.
And
if you had to guess her age,
I would say 53.
Okay.
I see.
53 and not aging very well at all.
A rough 53.
Oh, it's rough.
A real rough 53.
Oh, yes. Boy.
53 going on 74. So she told me a couple of stories. The first one is a little confusing. It was a little bit of a love triangle between twins. And then she told me about the former strip club owner that she used to work for, who she was in a relationship with.
All right. So this, I think, is going to take a lot more, a lot more strange turns than I had originally anticipated.
Lot.
Here's this week's installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
So I've met a very nice friend. You're sipping on a Modelo.
Yeah, these are my favorite beer.
But you told me that's your first one. I don't think that's your first one.
This is my first one for today. That's the first one of today.
Okay.
I didn't drink nothing else.
So I told you I'm looking for some Dirty Laundry, something you never told anybody before. And you told me you got a kind of funny story. What do you got?
One time, I think I meet my best friend. We was in like the 9th or 10th grade.
Okay.
And we didn't know that the boys were twins. They thought we were twins, though. We do look alike, but they thought we were twins. And so we wanted to see if they would know which one of us, apart from the other one, they got us.
How'd they do that?
Because they're twin cousins. The moms got into a spat, and so they slept with each other's boyfriends. They were a little bit older than us.
Now, did they ever find out about that?
Yay, because of my cousin, my best friend, she gets mad at me because she couldn't tell which one was which. And she wanted to know, how did I know they both had a birthmark right on the head of their p***?
What? Okay, so we're back again. And she said, God is never going to forgive her for this one. Why is that?
Once I was 25.
Okay.
And I was a stripper. And so this man, the owner of the strip club, he got into a bad accident, and he was paralyzed from the neck down. And so he asked me out. He want to date me. You're going to pay me money to be his girlfriend. And so, yeah, I accepted. I said, yeah, I'm going to be your girlfriend. So every time I get ready to go out, he get in front of the door with the wheelchair. And so these are one night. I said, so I don't hide it with your shit. So I pushed his ass in the corner with the wheelchair and locked it on there and left him dead the whole weekend. Don't tell me what to do or where I can't go.
So everybody watch out. My dear, you have a wonderful day, okay?
Oh, my God.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
I like that. Ian actually got scared there.
Yeah. Just left.
He's like, already, I'm out.
I just left him in the corner for a weekend. I thought she was going to say for like a couple hours. But a weekend.
People need water and food.
Oh, man. That is
brutal.
How do you find these people, man?
They find me, Mahoney. That's the worst part.
All right. So it is 7 a.m., and that means very good news.
What's that?
We get to announce night number one of OBC 2019.
And the good news is can we say the other thing?
There's two nights?
Yeah, there's two nights.
Yeah,
there's two nights. Yeah.
Have we already said that?
Yeah, we already said that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're announcing night number two in 1 hour from now.
Okay.
At 8 a.m. But without further ado, we should announce night number one.
We're not going to do that long, drawn-out thing.
No,
that
no, I'm
sucks
just gonna,
where you're going to like play one song and then like, hey, here's another band coming up, you know, after this song.
It's not going to take 25 minutes to announce it.
This is the whole lineup for night number one.
46 seconds.
Right here.
Here you go. Let's do this thing.
All right.
X107.5 presents OBC 2019, our big concert. Back-to-back nights at the Chelsea inside the Cosmopolitan. Night one, Thursday, June 6th, starring Silver Sun Pickups. AJR. Shade. And Simmel. This is an all-ages show. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. OBC 2019. Brought to you by the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Thursday, June 6th with X107.5.
So as you would probably guess, back-to-back nights. So it's going to be Thursday, June 6th and Friday, June 7th. Mm-hmm. Two shows, both at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan.
So indoors.
Inside.
Indoors.
Yes.
That's
because it always
novel
seems
concept.
Like June 1st is when the hammer drops on
yeah.
us. And so, yeah, we're going to do it inside, and there are going to be two incredible shows. Very much looking forward to Silver Sun Pickups coming to Las Vegas and headlining night number one. And AJR, I mean, what a fantastic compliment.
We saw them this past Life is Beautiful. They played a Soundhouse for us
yeah.
and, like, stole it in there. I mean, those three guys can just absolutely perform.
And Shade and Simmel are two of the hottest artists in the country right now.
Yeah, so. Man, it's going to be a very reasonable ticket price, so I like it.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Les Moonves, the former head of CBS Television and CBS Radio, got pushed out last year, as you probably recall, because of all of the allegations of his misconduct over the years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, these were older allegations. So it was before him and his wife, Julie Chen, who still works at CBS. Yep. She quit the talk, but she's still doing Big Brother.
Yeah.
They're still together, and all these allegations were before they were a thing. So she stuck by his side, and she actually kind of, like, planted the flag. Like, she always just used to go by Julie Chen. Now she goes by Julie Chen Moonves, like, kind of making
support,
a statement, if
yeah,
you will.
Sure.
But Les Moonves, even though everything hasn't wrapped up as far as the investigation. You know, they were talking about $100 million in stock.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up more than $34.5 million in stock awards from CBS last year.
That is a lot of money.
Wow.
Yep. He got to keep the salary that added up to $12.6 million. He made more than $69 million over 2016 and 2017. But again, he lost $34.5 million because he was a creep a long time ago. So I guess the moral of the story is don't be a creep or it's eventually going to catch up with you.
Well, I mean, when you say catch up with him, the dude's still worth $700 million.
No, he's
but
fine.
Still,
like, he's fine, but still.
It's going to catch up. Like,
he's not.
You can't run away from it.
I mean, you can, though. Like, there's no real repercussions for him other than he didn't get the $34 million that he was supposed to get in that stock.
Maybe.
But he's still worth $700 million.
But he's also supposed to get that $120 million golden parachute.
But again, $700 million. There's really not that big of a difference between $700 million and $850 million. Other than that $150
million. But he's also been disgraced, and it's ruined his reputation. He used to be one of the biggest power players in Hollywood, and now he's
referring to, like, the reputation. That's where,
like, again, still, you can call somebody a snake all you want, but at the end of the day, if you still worth $700 million, what can you really do?
But you know what's better than just having $700 million? Having $700 million and being the head of CBS and being one of the most powerful people and respected people in the industry.
No, yeah, I get that, but still.
Speaking of respected and power players, Dina Lohan and her catfish boyfriend have broke up. So this originally was something else that came out of Big Brother. Dina was talking about how she had been dating this guy for 5 years.
Really excited about forward to.
But she'd never met him. And everyone on the show was like, what are you talking about?
And they've been together for a while.
Like five years.
Yeah. And
they'd never seen each other.
They started dating back in 2014. I guess they had some big blow up because he was promoting a book on his Facebook page. And Dina thought it was about another woman. So she flipped out on him, even though he denied it. And I'm like,
you
guys are like 60. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, that's your social media dramas. What's blowing up your relationship?
Got it.
At that point.
John Wick. There's going to be a whole bunch more John Wick movies, according to the co-star of the franchise. So, Mahoney, I know that you're a big fan of John Wick and Keanu Reeves, bro.
I think Keanu Reeves is probably the best action star out there right now.
Even better than Tom Cruise?
Yes, I do. I mean, Tom Cruise runs better than Keanu Reeves, but I think Keanu Reeves movies really just speak
Keanu
to
Reeves
me.
May be the worst movie runner. Like, if Tom Cruise is the best, I mean,
he's gotten better.
Back and forth.
Have you seen the
hair
like waddles?
You didn't even like the John Wick movies.
Yeah, it's fine.
Go see him in the theater. Those are movies that you see in the theater.
A little dramatic with the dog thing. I get that you're mad.
You act like if somebody murdered your dog, you wouldn't go out and hunt them down?
Nah, man, it's time for her.
But his dog was like a puppy, man. It was like a puppy.
Exactly. Aww. It's a puppy. You're not that attached.
Yes, you are. You're even more attached at that point. But John Wick 3 comes out on May 17th. Looks like it's going to be awesome. I mean, the scene where they're riding the horses down the freeway with the motorcycles.
So stupid, man.
It looks... I mean,
so ridiculous.
Dumb action, not in a Fast and Furious type of way, which I feel like
you're not driving cars through skyscrapers.
Yeah,
it's a pony on a road that can happen. And ask Little Nas X.
And you may have a samurai sword, which just makes it even cooler.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah,
because why would you have a gun?
But the guy who plays Ian McShane, the guy who plays Al Swearengen in Deadwood, is a co-star, and he says there's 10 more years.
As it turns out, he's in everything. By the way,
doesn't he make everything classier?
He does.
Like
he's,
just his voice.
He's a classy bad guy.
I mean, just the way he says the F word.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh man,
talk dirty to me.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Tipsy or toddler?
I need to get my makeup.
Jimmy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for a round of Tipsy or Toddler. What's up, Jimmy? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Do you have any experience with people that have regularly had too much to drink that you hang around?
It's happened a couple times.
Yeah. Is that person you, Jimmy?
What's that?
Is that person you?
Yeah.
What about any kids? Any toddlers in your life?
No. Nope, not yet.
All right. So you're trying to figure this out. We're just going to tell you what was said, like the actual words that were said, and you're trying to figure out if it's somebody that's had too much to drink or a toddler. It's Tipsy or Toddler.
All right.
Mahoney, you go ahead and take number one away.
Okay. Number one.
It's Tipsy or Toddler. What do you think? How do you even guess on this?
Toddler,
unfortunately, is incorrect.
That was
a drunk person, but let me play it back for you.
You know that guy was having a foot cramp at some point some point in there.
The Charlie horse.
Oh, God.
All right. So, unfortunately, you did not get number one correct, but you still have four more to go. Sylvia, number two, please. Okay.
In a pour, in like the off the pour, and they hugging you and water. Bannon, what they are talking less than you.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Or Donald Trump.
I'll go with tipsy.
Tipsy is incorrect. I'm sorry. That was a toddler. Let's have a listen.
In a pour, let them off the pour, and then one day it's hugging you and Wella, Bannon, one day I'm talking less than you.
All right, so you got two incorrect. That means that we have three more to go. You must get all of them right, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Bones. And she walked down the street and she tore a piece of a document, a blue document, and she got it off a piece and put it in her mouth.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh. Tipsy or toddler?
Tipsy.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure
about
that?
Are you really sure about that?
Extra sure?
Toddler. Wow, what do you know? That's right. Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Wow. Yeah. I'm really good at this game.
Jimmy, you're terrible at this game. Let's have a listen.
Sylvia walked down the street. And she tore off a piece of a document. A blue document. And she got it off of a piece and put it in her mouth.
To be fair, I would have guessed Tipsy there as well, because what kid is talking about documents and then clarifying that it's a blue document?
Yeah.
Either way.
Let's get documents.
Yeah. You have one correct after a little bit of help. We have two more to go. Best of luck, Mahoney. Take it away.
All right. Number four, Jimmy. Chef Curry in the shower, boy. Bye. Bye-bye. Steph Curry in the shower, boy. Steph Curry in the shower, boy. Let me see it.
Oh.
Oh.
Tipsy or toddler?
Tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Little comeback. Here we go.
Chef Curry in the shower, boy. Chef Curry the shot, boy. Let me see it.
Why do I feel like that's a guy playing with his turd in a tub?
Right?
Yeah, like that's...
What was that, Ian?
Dave, you were actually correct. That was a drunk man playing in a toilet.
Oh, well, yeah.
That was... Yeah.
Oh. Chef Curry in the shower, boy. What, he was shooting threes?
No, he was just putting his hand in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, boy. Really gross. All right, Jimmy, fifth and final one. It all comes down to this.
All right.
This you can even mind your own business. You need to drink better water. Drink in the crazy water.
Tipsy or toddler?
Toddler.
Are you sure?
Tipsy.
God, you're so bad.
You did it.
Okay.
You didn't, but you did it.
You're really, really horrible at this game. Let's hear that.
Let's have a listen.
This you can't even mind your own business. Y'all need to drink some better water. Drinking crazy water.
Oh, my God. I thought Sylvia's interpretation of that laugh was awful.
It was too much. That wasn't enough.
No. Well, mind your own business. Y'all need to drink some better water. Drinking the crazy water.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings. So good. 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
So, Jimmy, congratulations to you, man. You have won the first pair of tickets for OBC featuring Simmel, Shade, AJR, Silverson Pickups all together Thursday, June 6th, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Congratulations to you, man. We look forward to seeing you at the show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings. 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, so the Vegas Golden Knights, how about that last night? Mark Stone with the hat trick, scoring three goals himself in the game.
Killed it.
So now the Vegas Golden Knights up 2-1 over the San Jose Sharks.
This is good news. You know, they looked really good last night. They looked like playoff Golden Knights.
Yes,
Last night. You know, a little bit of a stumble coming in, you know, losing 7 out of the last 8 games. But two games
doesn't
away
matter.
From moving on to the next.
You get into the playoffs. That's all that matters. And then you start playing like they did last night.
Did you see the Tampa Bay game, though? Tampa Bay is now, they were the best team in the league, and they are down 3-0.
Are they really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They were the odds on. They were the biggest favorite in the East or the West to emerge from their conference as the winner.
Again,
they were like a 4-1 favorite.
Sportsbook's going to clean up on that one because the fact that they are down 3-0 in that first game, they had a 3-goal in the very first game of the playoff series. They had a 3-goal lead.
Wow.
And blew that. So things are just going real bad for Tampa Bay.
So things going well for the Golden Knights. That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. If you watched the Masters yesterday, we talked about how awesome that was.
Yep.
And then we had UFC 236 that happened as well on Saturday. We don't deserve this much good sporting television. And the NBA playoffs tipped off as well, if you care about that, too. So that's something. But UFC 236, the co-main event and the main event were just phenomenal.
And the featured bout with Khalil Rountree.
He was great.
He's another tough enough alum.
That was just so lopsided. That was just basically an ass-whipping.
But it was an awesome ass-whipping.
It was.
When you see a guy who's built like Rountree throwing these, you know, throwing
crazy
those late kicks.
Yeah.
You know, looked pretty amazing. Plus, you know, tough enough alum, which is nice to see, you know, moving up the ranks as well. But I would say UFC 236, one of the best UFC cards in a long time.
Because I haven't heard you guys really, really excited about this and how...
It's been a long time since I've been really excited about it. And especially when you have like two fight of the year candidates back-to-back like that.
Which one's the fight of the year if you had to pick between the...
Man,
I would say, I would have to say the Poirier and Holloway, just because they're slightly bigger names,
and they just, I mean, the amount of damage that Poirier did to Max Holloway.
I love Max Holloway. I don't know if he'll ever be the same. Like, he took so much.
It's hard to take a beating like that. Yeah.
If you did not have a chance to see check a replay.
Dustin Poirier is now the interim UFC lightweight champion lightweight champion.
He's the interim.
Is he?
Right now. But a guy who, you know, another guy worked his way up through the WEC and has just been grinding for years and years.
He's an awesome kid too. Just a really, really nice guy. So it's sort of guy that's easy to root for. And that was a great fight. And then Kelvin Gastelum and Israel Adesanya put on a heck of a show, too. And
hell of a tilt.
Yeah. Kelvin Gastelum almost was able to pull off what would have been an upset in that situation.
Yeah.
But Adesanya looked really good, even when he faced adversity.
Mm-hmm.
His record is now 17-0. So UFC 236 was an awesome, awesome fight.
Great weekend. Yep. Great weekend of sports.
And we had Game of Thrones in there, too, even though you didn't like it.
I just thought it was a little, you know, they've ruined Tywin or Tyrion. You know, they've just ruined his character. He was the best thing on television. Now he's just kind of a shell of what he used to be. And also. the one scene, the super CGI scene. I won't spoil anything for anybody. It was so cheesy. Yeah, I was just watching this.
With I'm Daenerys like, and Jon Snow.
But don't tell people what it is they haven't seen yet. Yeah. But still, I'm like watching this. I'm like, how much money did you spend on this? Because it ain't worth it.
It didn't bother me at all. I'm like, it's the last season. Just go nuts. Like, just do all of the stupid stuff.
If you're going to say there's strong sexual content in an episode, there better be strong sexual content.
I don't know why. I mean, like, you have access to whatever you want at any time on your phone. But, like, when it's, you're watching HBO and it has the
SSC thing.
Yeah, and it's like strong sexual content and nudity. I'm like, well, I'm in for it.
Let me just settle in.
Make myself grow.
And then there was like one scene with three whores and that was it. You know, and you're like, come on.
You need more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I was like, that was it?
Overall, I was not disappointed with the episode.
We'll see. I mean, what do we got, like six episodes left?
Something like that. It was a big setup episode. Either way, won't spoil it. So Tillman Fertitta is going to make another play, they're saying, at Caesar's Palace. So he is a Houston billionaire that owns Golden Nugget, but he also owns Landry's. He's got a bunch of restaurants all over the country. And Caesar's Entertainment is on the block. And it's because one of their billionaire investors, Carl Icahn, is pressuring them to sell. And they were saying maybe as early as last week there could be some movement on it. Now they're saying possibly this week. And Tillman Fertitta is supposedly the front runner to potentially come in and gobble up Caesars Entertainment.
He is the third cousin of former UFC owners Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta.
Yes.
And, which I don't like. How? What's it like a third cousin?
Yeah, like do you know who your third cousin is?
No. How do you get to a third cousin?
Like your cousin's like kid?
Is your cousin's cousin?
Your cousin's kid's kid?
We're not going to figure this out.
No.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's pretend that didn't happen.
I was trying to figure out what a third cousin is.
Yeah.
Ian, did you actually Google
your
whatever?
Aunt is the sister of your father or mother.
It only matters when you're the Fertitta family and there's a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
They're all...
Me, it's like I've got a third cousin somewhere in Wisconsin that nobody cares about. He's a mechanic. When you're like a casino magnate, it matters. But Tillman Fertitta is supposedly in the running.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey Mahoney, do you think that Lil Nas X is ushering in a new era of genre-crossing artists? Like, are we going to start seeing, like, country artists making reggae songs now? Or, like, polka artists going to, like, start metal bands or things like that? What do you think?
Message deleted.
I don't necessarily think that's a new thing or like a new concept whatsoever. I mean, I think we've been blending musical genres.
The first one that really jumped out to me is when Run DMC and Aerosmith did Walk This Way.
Yeah.
Like that was the first one where I was like, wow, like these are two like superstars in their own worlds coming together, and it felt like a huge collaboration.
But even like you go back even further than that to like the 30s where you would have like big band music and then you pair it with a crooner or things of that nature. Yeah. I mean, you've been crossing genres for a long time.
I will say that this Lil Nas X, The Old Town Road, which everyone's heard the song, right?
Yes.
I
mean,
it's a banger, man. This is a banger. This is the number one song in the country last week. 80 million streams.
Is it growing on you, Dave?
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put a good beat to some catchy lyrics, right?
But what's wild is all of these different country artists that have now jumped on
and embraced. Keith Urban
with his banjo?
Yes.
I didn't even know you could solo like that on a banjo. I don't like Keith Urban and his dumb haircut, but man, that was awesome.
Like, what's Keith Urban doing? If he's got a haircut like that, and he's with Nicole Kidman.
I mean, good for him. He's not a bad-looking guy.
What's up with Nicole Kidman, man? Like, get your life together,
Keith
man.
Urban's hair is pretty bad.
He's a bad haircut.
Like, dude, you're a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
Go, you know, step it up. Go claim your spot at Sports Clips. But I feel like we're going to see more and more of this. The country world, if you don't listen to that music, which I try to do my best to avoid, for the most part, just because it just does not speak to me, mm-hmm. has gotten really bad in the fact that there is this hip hop that everybody is doing this like snap click, you know, track, and they're just stealing blatantly from the hip hop world, mm-hmm. and making these really bad songs, but it's become widely popular. So I have no doubt that we're going to see more country and hip hop collaborations.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What hit to the face would you rather take? A full force punch from Sylvia to the cheek or an airbag? Nah, those airbags can do some damage, man. You think Sylvia's got more force behind her fist?
Message deleted.
I don't even know. Yeah, Sylvia's like a bag of mashed potatoes, man.
What?
Like, she wouldn't hurt at all.
No. See, I'm going to say a airbag no to offense. The face.
What?
No offense.
Mostly because I feel like Sylvia's aim is going to be so far off that she's going to miss and still hit me in the junk.
She'll accidentally gouge out your eye and punch you in the nuts.
Yeah. Like she is so, you are one of the most uncoordinated people I have met
really
in my
bad.
Entire
yeah.
life. I don't know how do you walk half the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Being a bag of mashed potatoes, how do you walk?
What do you mean bag of mashed potatoes?
Please leave a message after the tone.
No, say no.
What's the maximum amount of time you'll give yourself a day to look at memes or videos on the web? We all get stuck in those holes sometimes, and next you know, you wake up and you've lost a year of your life.
Message deleted.
Only a year? I feel like I spend way too much time on my phone. I need to, like, if you...
But just, like, looking at
have
memes.
You looked at your screen time lately, guys?
It doesn't count for me, though, because my daughter is is on my phone a lot, and so she's...
Okay.
I don't know if that makes me a bad dad.
No, I have that turned off. I don't want
the screen time. You don't get the weekly updates. Mine's like, it's up to 8 hours a day. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, mine's at between 6 and 7 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to face that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, part of that is here because we're responding to stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not the 4 hours I lie awake in bed at night before I fall asleep.
Like, why is it necessary to like take one last hit of social media right before you go to bed? You're like, let me just check my feeds real quick.
We're just dumb and there's nothing new.
No, you're just like scrolling like a
dumbass. We are addicted.
Yeah. We have a problem.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X1075.
Okay, it is 8 o'clock. That means it is time to announce night number 2 of OBC. We announced night number 1. That's going to be happening on Thursday, the 6th of June. And night number 2 is the following night on Friday, the 7th of June. Both shows happening at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Here is the rollout for night number 2.
X1075 presents OBC 2019, our big concert. Back-to-back nights at the Chelsea inside the Cosmopolitan. Night 2, Friday, June 7th, starring Catfish and the Bottlemen. One of our loan shots paid off. One of our loan shots paid off. And ex-ambassadors. My ego, boom, 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 boom. With K-Flay. Grandson. And Meg Myers. Be running up that road. Be running up that hill. This is an all-ages show. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. OBC 2019. Brought to you by the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Friday, June 7th with X1075.
I'm so excited, man.
I know.
Two great shows, back-to-back. And, Catfish and the Bottlemen and ex-ambassadors doing a co-headlining. It is going to be amazing.
I'm, you know, like Grandson is one of my favorites too. You know, that guy
just
brings it live. If you've never had the chance to see him live, I think we've put together a great night one and an amazing night number 2 of Holiday Havoc this year in 2019.
You just did it. You said Holiday Havoc. In your face, Mahoney.
OBC. Because you said it. You planted it there, you son of a bitch.
And Kay Flay will steal your soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's pretty damn amazing. She was on, did you see that? There was a preview for a new HBO show that they aired right before Game of Thrones, and they used Blood in the Cut as like the title track.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't even know what the show is, but I'm like, what is that show? It's enticing.
Well, it looks cool. It's like some set in like the 1800s, and it's about coal or something. I don't know. Lady looks like a badass. Looks like an interesting show.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Hey, look, man, when you got to go, you got to go, right? Sometimes nature calls louder than you can ignore, and that's what happened with a woman in Philadelphia. City workers said that they had their truck stolen by her. She took off in one of the vehicles because she had to go pee.
Seems fair.
So,
Amanda Bonner, 33, approached some Philadelphia street. I think it's Bonner. It's B-O-N-N-E-R.
It's Bonner.
Bonner, yeah.
Okay.
One N might be something else.
Given her dilemma, the employees granted her permission to relieve her bladder in between two of the parked trucks. So she goes, I really got to go. And they're like, yeah, go ahead.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
I got to pee.
And instead of just squatting in between the two trucks, they're two big Ford F-350s, she hopped in one and took off.
That's rude.
These shocked city employees gave chase, one on foot, the other in the other city truck. The employees caught up with her in the stolen vehicle at a red light. Cops had also arrived by that time, and they took her into custody. A Texas woman.
You think she really didn't have to go? That was all a ruse?
Maybe. I just want to steal this.
I'm going
to
tell them
F-350.
Feel like it.
I mean, driving an F-350, you are king of the road, man.
You are.
Big ass truck. Put some double doobies on that. Let's roll some coal, Dave.
Well, speaking of big trucks, Texas brings us the next story. A woman in Texas attacked her husband after getting silence when she asked if she was pretty.
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to, man. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
How old do you suppose that this chick is?
25.
I was going to say 25, yeah.
See, I would have guessed like 53.
Really?
Yeah.
No, 53 is too old.
Like, nah, man, you're not asking if you're pretty at that age.
No,
you're 20 years old.
20.
And she already has a common law husband.
So wait, they've lived together. Isn't common law 10 years?
It depends what state you're in, I guess. But I don't know the common law rules in Texas. But she told police that they're at a movie theater, and she asked him if she looked pretty, and he did not respond. He said, I didn't hear her. She got upset, which prompted them to leave the theater, and during the ride home, she attacked him.
I feel like you don't want to attack anybody when they're driving. You know?
Yeah, if they're behind the wheel, this is a bad time to attack.
Either do it before or after.
Also, what if he didn't hear? You know, you're focused on driving. Sometimes you zone out, especially if it's a question you don't like. Like, well, why would you?
They were in the movie theater when she asked. I mean, like, that's
he's focusing on the movie.
Also, why would you ask that question? Like, of course, I think you're pretty. That is why I am with you. Right? It's kind of a dumb question.
You would think.
You would think.
So an Oregon man was arrested after floating on a log in a river to escape from the cops.
How did that work out for him?
Pretty well. Uh-huh. Someone called 911 about 4:45 p.m. and reported that there was a man in a black garbage bag covering the top half of his body.
Okay.
And he was threatening to kill people and pointed a handgun at another person. Officers arrived and found the man, who was later identified as Tordachi. Is that right, Ian? Did I get that right?
Yeah, you're close.
All right.
We'll go with it.
Tordachi was on a walking path. He then ran into the woods. That's his only name. He's like Madonna. He's just got one name.
Just Tordachi?
I am Tordachi.
Are we sure he was wearing a garbage bag and they didn't just describe him as hefty?
They said that they chased Tordachi, and then he jumped on a log and started floating down the river a little before 7 p.m. So what's crazy is the timeline on this, because somebody called 911 at 4:45.
Okay.
A resident in the area helped the cops out at 5:35, and then at 7 p.m. is when they noticed that he is clinging to a log floating down the river.
Yeah, you think he's clinging to it, or is he like surfing that log down the river?
Or is he doing that walking thing where they spin the log?
They spin it in the lumberjack games, which, by the way, the lumberjack games don't get nearly enough love. I feel like the Spartan races and all that crap have eclipsed the lumberjack games.
Yeah.
But those dudes who could cut down a tree, climb up a tree, and then bust out a chainsaw all in like 8 seconds, that is mad talent. And then roll on a log? If you can roll on a log, you deserve a one name. You can go by a singular name.
You're just everyone else that does all the Spartan races are just a bunch of hipsters that get muddy.
Yeah.
There's nothing impressive about that.
Yeah, muddy-ass hipsters.
Yeah, muddy-ass hipsters.
Muddy-ass hipsters.
Finally.
So I feel like lumberjacks, you know, are kind of the original hipsters.
Yeah.
A lot of flannel and a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think like one lumberjack out there, like, put a man bun up and everyone just started worshiping him as you are the Paul Bunyan of the land.
Can you even be a lumberjack if you don't have a beard? I don't think that's possible. I feel like
I feel like
that's a requirement.
Like if you don't have a beard, you're like, no, I don't like this.
Yeah.
The tree's like, you can't cut me down, bitch. Tried. Finally, Lisa Smith, 46, and her 25-year-old son, Benny, are under arrest after causing a scene at a Walmart this past week, according to Wisconsin police. The Eau Claire Police Department said that their dog, Bo, was in on the action. Officers said the woman brought the dog into the store without a leash, and Bo was running freely around the store, which prompted other customers to call cops. Bo got a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix and tried to leave the store because that's what dogs do. Dogs like, this place is awesome. When officers responded, they said that they arrived to find Smith tearing apart displays at the store. And when they finally got her outside, she began doing karate moves in the parking lot. Meanwhile, Van allegedly stripped off all of his clothes inside of the Walmart and exposed himself to some other customers. Oh, no. Police say that the son tried to cover himself up with clothes from the Walmart racks when the officers were trying to encourage him to head on out. Unfortunately for him, it's considered shoplifting if you don't pay for them. When the officers approached him, he attempted to run them over on a motorized scooter.
Oh, God.
However, they were able to quickly stop the scooter and arrested him.
This has
both him and his mom were arrested.
This has to be meth, right?
It's got
to be. No, it has to be.
If you bring Bo, your dog, into the store, who's a kleptomaniac, you get naked, bust out your crayon kick, and then
run somebody over in a rascal.
Yeah.
That's got to be
meth. You're done.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What weird things do you do when you're home by yourself? You can text us at 73100. Hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney. This one just got texted over to us. When I'm home alone, I wipe my snot or earwax on my couch.
Oh, my God.
Why would you do that?
It's your own couch.
It's your couch.
Man. So, like, you clean it up before people come back?
No. Like, I mean, I hope there. It's a leather couch. Because if it's suede, like, ooh.
Olivia said, yes, naked is my first option. I hate clothes. I do whatever the heck I want to do. My family is demanding, so the freedom that I feel from being naked is wonderful.
Okay. I feel like that's a common one for most people, just getting buck-ass naked, not feeling the constraint of clothes. Not that, like...
Really? You like being totally naked? I don't like being totally naked.
Like walking around your house?
No. Like, not when I'm sitting on something, but if I'm, like, getting ready... You know, like, you know, if my fiance's there, I put on shorts and a shirt or whatever.
Out of respect for her.
Yeah.
You don't want her to
have to
see
look at this horrible bag of garbage that is my body. but if I'm alone, I don't mind getting put together naked.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Less the least amount of time that I have to have pants on, the better.
Let's talk more about Sylvia being naked and less. Do you worry about, I mean, because you still live with your parents.
Yeah. So. But, like, if they're gone, then and I have to get ready.
But you don't worry about them, like, surprise coming home?
No.
All right.
No, I know. I got my grounds covered.
Paul said just the standard stuff of me sitting around in my boxers playing video games for hours and hours.
Yeah, that's not weird. That's living your best life, Paul.
John said vigorous self-pleasure. And Nick just posted a gif of Macaulay Culkin eating that huge sundae from Home Alone.
Course.
You know what I'm talking like you eat like a like you're a kid for whatever reason whenever you're home
because
by yourself.
Because there's no judgment.
Yeah.
When you're like if family goes out of town or if you're like home alone for the weekend or whatever it is. Yeah, I revert back to the I am like 12 years old or I'm 13 year old. I'm a 13 year old with a $100 bill. You know, like you should not release me into the wild to go shopping.
Michelle said bubble bath with candles and very loud Frank Sinatra. I feel like
that sounds awesome.
It sounds awesome, but also kind of like a scene out of a like a horror movie.
Nah, Frank Sinatra wouldn't be playing. It would be Frank.
You don't think so?
I don't think they not a lot of Frank in horror movies.
Yeah. It's because it's too expensive to license.
Yeah, true. As far as music goes, like, yeah, I listen to the music a lot. I never listen to music when she's home with me.
But you just crank it up when she's not there?
When she's not there, yeah. It's like on, you know.
Alexa, volume 10.
Yeah.
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 Man, this Matchbox 20 is really touching my soul.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So co-headlining night number two of OBC is this band, X Ambassadors. Going to be a great show. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster unless you sign up for the X-Mail through our website, x1075lasvegas.com. Then there's a pre-sale that's going to go off Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
Yeah, so OBC night number one and night number two on sale Friday.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
What strange things do you do when you are home alone? You can text us 73100. And a little clarification coming in on the text line. Yes, it's a leather couch.
For the guy who wipes his earwax on the...
Snot and earwax onto his couch, yeah.
Okay. Like, is it the wet snot or is it like a booger? That's what I'm curious. Because I feel like wet snot is just, that's a step too far, man.
I mean, it's just so stringy.
Like, I like to live a sloth lifestyle. Like, when it comes to the seven deadly sins, my two biggest are sloth and gluttony. Mm-hmm. But, man, and I embrace the hell out of those. But I feel like that is just, whoo, boy.
Sometimes I sit on the floor while I'm watching a show.
Yeah.
Like, in front of my couch, because my old dog, Bailey, likes to be cozy between my legs.
Yeah.
And I can't put her on the couch because
she just smells so bad.
She smells so bad.
I was over your house this weekend, and you tried to blame her farting, or me farting, on her smell.
You definitely farted.
I did not. Swear to God, I didn't fart.
You farted.
I had not. I did not. It was your dog's breath.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. It was a hot dog breath. Just
yeah, she smells terrible, but I'll like sit on the floor and watch like a couple of hours of TV just so she could like snooze comfortably.
When you like, give her the best life, man.
Yeah, but then I got to get up and I'm just
and it's like your butt's all numb.
Yeah,
your legs are cramped.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. When it comes to something, what's grosser or weirder, eating your own boogers or wiping them on your couch? I think the lesser of the two evils is eating them.
No way.
I think wiping them on your couch?
I still cannot believe that Ian eats his own boogers.
And I don't wipe them anywhere.
That's disgusting.
I feel like it's grosser to wipe. It's
definitely
way grosser to wipe.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
This is lesser of two evils.
Your girlfriend knows that you eat your burger?
Yeah.
Do you eat them in front of her?
No, out of respect.
Out of respect, okay. Yes.
Does she do it?
No, absolutely not.
Or does she just keep it on the DL?
Oh.
This one's from a girl. She said, when I'm home alone, I fart super loud because girls don't fart in front of boys.
So when you get comfortable.
Oh, wow.
No, you should never be that comfortable.
I mean, sometimes it happens.
If it happens.
It happens, but it should never be like...
No, because that's not nice. My God, it's a long one.
You're not in a relationship until you have farted so loud in the night that you've woken up your significant other.
You try to blame it on her. You're like, baby, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What did you eat?
You're like, sleep farting.
Oh, that was me? Oops. Ed said, I play guitar really loud. The wife always yells at me to turn it down.
Hell yeah.
There's something to be said about playing any instrument really outside of maybe like the piano.
Do you sing when you're alone?
Oh, God. Mostly in the car, not so much at home.
Yeah.
But, man.
Because, like, if you sing at home, you have the echo.
Yeah, and it's also really bad for, I mean, singing in the car can be dangerous, too, because if you're just, like, belting
caught,
it out.
Yeah.
And someone's watching.
No, it's not even getting caught. It's when somebody calls, and it's hooked up to your Bluetooth in your car, so if you're listening to the radio or if you're listening to your phone, and all of a sudden the music just stops, and you're like, breathe it on a Sunday. Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, no.
Okay.
What just happened?
So nasally.
What just happened? This one texted over to us. I eat frosting out of the container by the spoonful, and I walk around naked. Yeah, good times.
Hell yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What are the strange things that you do when you are home alone? Ian, I don't know why I would suspect that you would do strange things, but do you have to be home alone in order to do them?
You know, my weirdness does come out mostly when I'm alone. I dance a lot.
Really?
What kind of dancing? We talking here like flamenco dancing?
Well, what I like to do is I throw some tunes on the Google Home. Usually I'll play some like Latin music, or I'm definitely a big fan of like early like bebop jazz, Ornette Coleman, some of the
You ever try to break dance?
Can you imagine skinny ass Ian just like
No.
But here's the thing, I try to wear as less clothes as possible. So I'm usually just in boxers when I'm doing this. And I like just watching the movement of my own body. I just want to see, because I know I'm getting old.
What, you do it in front of the mirror?
Yeah.
You're only 27.
Yeah, but still, I want to get rid of all that self-consciousness, and I feel like when I'm dancing, I look the best.
Are you going to become a nudist?
He just rips the boxers off.
And then I do some other things, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
I feel like Ian's going to be a nudist someday.
I can honestly tell you that I have no idea the last time that I danced.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in front of people.
Even in front of people. Maybe.
Your wedding?
Sure. Yeah.
Did you dance at your wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, kind of. I mean, I just sort of, the whole time I'm just turning in circles, trying not to step on her feet.
Oh.
Leave room for the Lord.
It's
like, it's time for the first dance. Let's all head to the bar.
Like, nobody wants to see this. Like, is there a more awkward, antiquated thing than a first dance at a wedding?
It's all
like
the whole thing. Which is why I'm not doing it.
The pomp and circumstance of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say that's probably like you've danced. That's what, 5 years now at this point?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just do it alone. No one's watching, man.
I am not a good dancer and singer. There are certain things that I just have agreed with myself that I'm never going to be good at.
You know,
but that's okay, though.
So I don't know if this is considered a dance move, but do you ever try to practice doing the worm?
Oh, ow.
Stop it.
Yeah.
When did you do this?
I've
you regularly do this?
Not regularly, but I was trying to learn. I would say a couple years ago, I was trying to learn how to do the worm.
Stop it! What are you doing?
Why?
Man, just because sometimes I feel like if I could bust it out at any point,
bust out
in time,
the worm, it's a pretty good party trick.
Especially if you're like a heavier sex guy like myself.
Yeah, it removes the ability to having to dance. Like, but if you could just be at a in a dance circle and then you just worm it across, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like if a Soul Train line breaks out, I got nothing.
But
I feel like that's something. Every person needs to have a move.
Why are you starting at 35? What are you talking about, man? That's like a cool thing if you're a freshman in college, you know, like a keg party.
Well, the biggest problem about me doing the worm is that it's kind of like a teeter-totter. You know,
weeble
wobble.
Help.
Oh my God.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
So I recently just found out, though, that my aunt, the guy that she's in a relationship with, he was on Soul Train.
Oh, dang.
And posted a clip of him on Soul Train, and it is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Is it, though?
I mean, who do you know who was on Soul Train and has moves and didn't freeze? Jealous.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Air check yourself before you wreck yourself is a new feature that we are debuting on the show today. And Bossy Rossi is in the studio. What a nice treat.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So last
you love
week.
To dish it out, but you got to take it for once.
I take it all the time from you guys.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, last week you called an all staff meeting. It was mandatory. And you made Mahoney and I go out and you forced us to purchase the donuts and coffee out of our own pocket. You said, I would like to treat my staff to some delicious, tasty treats. Why don't you boys go run out and buy them?
$60 worth of donuts and coffee.
Out of your overinflated salaries.
Okay.
We don't even have a contract. What are you talking about?
How do you get
money? I haven't been paid in 2.5 months.
Going on three. It's almost three.
So you had this meeting, and you start telling everyone, well, I'm going to start air checking each and every one of you. And so you go, okay, coach, let's see if you actually know how to play the game yourself. Right, because you're a good boss. Like everyone on the staff seems to like you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Most of the time, but you know when these meetings happen where it's like I'm going to air check you. We're like, okay, well let's have.
Well, I'm not saying it to be a hard ass though. It's like listen, there are things that people don't realize that you have to execute the formatics, and sometimes as jocks we all get into our crutches where we say the same things over and over again. We get used to saying. Introducing songs a certain way. So I need to sometimes point out some of the things that people do wrong all the time, including myself. So I'm here to take it.
Well, so Ian has combed through, you know, just a couple of hours of your show. and pulled...
I listen every day, Ross, by the way.
He's a big fan, right?
And he's pulled some audio for us to appreciate together.
We think, you know, since Dave and I, mostly me, were such fantastic jocks when we were before we got into the morning show slot, you know, when I was doing those amazing overnight and nighttime
highly rated,
highest rated in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right,
without a doubt. Now, highest rated in Las Vegas.
They don't rate overnight.
I had a 25
share.
Wow,
unrated overnight.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel like we can help you become a better presenter in the afternoon.
This is, you know, all ships rise with the tide, right?
Sure.
And so that's what's going on here.
This hurts us more than it's going to hurt you.
That's not true. This is going to suck for you. No. So we have four clips that we pulled. So let's start. Here is number one, and air check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Good afternoon. My name is Ross Mahoney checking in here on an April Fool's Day. And if you missed it this morning on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, those guys got, and I tricked them into playing Fantagram, a band that they swore would never play on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. I got them several times. They got. What can I say? Here's the elephant.
Okay, so that wasn't bad.
So not bad.
It's kind of a normal break, you know?
Where were you checking into, though? Where exactly would you say you were checking into.
Checking into the afternoon show.
You
man.
Say crutches.
The highest rated afternoon show.
I feel like a crutch.
On this radio station.
For you, where you're just filling time to say words would be, hey, I'm checking in.
And basically your whole thought for that break was, I got
to recap the cap that you guys got.
Yeah. So it was tooting your own horn. You thought, I'm gonna check in
Listen,
with the people of Las Vegas and let them know how awesome I am right at the top of the show.
I hate to toot my own horn, but...
But toot, toot.
But beep, beep.
I think we could have shortened it up a little bit, you know? I mean,
of course.
You know,
always.
We like the thought process behind
brevity.
That.
Yeah, brevity.
But, you know, that was 30 seconds. Could have been 5.
Thanks, brevity.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this next clip we have is actually from when Ross was on Beer for Breakfast with us.
Oh, great.
So good interaction here.
So the thing with Beer for Breakfast is you have to be very descriptive with what you're talking about, right? Because you're enjoying a beer on the air, and so it's really important to be able to describe what you're looking at, what you're smelling, what you're tasting, so that way the audience can actually participate and not just sit around
We're
and listen to Mahoney
convey
slurp beer.
A feeling to you, and, you know, so if you want to go out and try that beer,
right.
If it's good enough, mm-hmm. you know, you really need to paint a picture and with your words.
And this is the time where you're able to paint that picture, and here is the master artiste of painting a picture with words.
Are you calling me a wordsmith? Am I a wordsmith?
Indeed. Well, I'll let the clip speak for itself.
Next category is the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Dirty Heads Vacation Session Ale. You smell okay. anything over there, Bossy?
I smell a slight hint of fruit, but otherwise it just smells like beer to me.
Oh, that's you.
Real good description there. Smells like beer.
I mean, it smells like beer, but there's a slight... I smell the pineapple.
You said fruit.
Yeah, pineapple.
It says
God
pineapple.
Damn it.
It says what fruit is brewed with on the can, man.
You get too ahead of yourself, Ross. You get too angry, man.
Yeah, just
is the pineapple not a fruit?
Yeah, sure, say pineapple. It's a specific type of fruit.
Smells like beer. Could be a cherry.
What if the beer smelled
orange?
Like a cantaloupe? Like nobody would want that.
It seems a bit nitpicky.
Yeah, maybe. If it was, what is that green one? Honeydew.
Nobody likes honeydew.
You are, don't be the honeydew of radio.
I like honeydew.
Strive to be a strawberry.
You would. All right, so you're still pretty impressed with yourself?
Impressed? No, it's my job. It's what I do.
Well, this next clip here, unfortunately, Ross, has to do with running a show.
Running a show. So running the board. So this is the sort of thing that a listener should never... have to experience, right? Like if there's things that are getting fired off at the wrong time, that's when people notice because it's a blunder. But otherwise, everything should just sound smooth
Seamless.
As butter.
I'll have
Seamless.
You know I run a tight board.
Yes, you do. Let's have a listen.
It's the Revivalists on X107.5, your 420 music hit. And I screwed it up.
All right, Revivalists, all my friends, take two and action.
Text Ross.
And no,
the real Mahoney. Bra.
Come on,
cool.
Ross.
Into the attitude sweeper about how awesome you are.
Listen, in my defense, that was the first day that we switched onto this new system, and I was not familiar with it.
We had five meetings.
Technical hiccup, yes.
Five meetings.
Yeah, it happens. It happens all the time.
There's glitches. You have glitches all the time,
too. All the time, And our shows are very similar in the amount of content that we're churning out and the number of buttons and elements that are,
Were you just pushing the wrong button? Was that what was going
that
on
happened,
there?
I don't know what I did.
That's great.
Honestly, the system was new.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, this last clip here, unfortunately, is interaction with a listener.
Well, and most of the listeners love Bossy Ross.
Oh, of course. Yeah. We all know
we're
that.
We're in the customer service business.
Yeah.
You got to keep them happy.
Say,
you
know,
got to keep them coming back.
You know, we want everybody who's listening to this radio station and our shows to, you know, enjoy the product that they are consuming.
Yeah.
You know, because if without them, we don't have a job.
And no one is more of a master at keeping the listeners close as... Bossy Ross would call them close personal friends.
That's right. Of course, I take pride in talking to our listeners. I tell them all, I'm sorry we already have our winner. I'm sorry I'll have another chance for you to win a little bit later on. Oh, very, very,
very
friendly.
Sweet.
And always apologizing. How about that?
Yeah. Kay Flay's Blood in the Cut. She'll have a new album coming out in June. It'll have the song Bad Vibes that you've been hearing all over X107.5. Speaking of bad vibes, there's a dude that calls in every day and yells out obscenities at me. He thinks he's so original. It's been done since the beginning of time, dude. You think you're anonymous. You're going to call in. I'm going to tell the guy that he's a jerk, and I'm going to hang up because I'm cool. Man, how pathetic are you? This is what I got to deal with every day, all right? Here you go.
Did I win?
Go ahead. Tell me to suck a dick or fuck off or whatever you're going to do. Yeah, okay, good. And then he hangs up.
I feel...
How much David Mahoney paying you, dude?
Yeah, exactly. How much are you guys paying him?
I feel like you came at that guy. He didn't even say anything.
No, Ross
came at him. You went ahead of him.
He'd already called me four times and yelled S-A-D.
Really? It sounded like he was just saying hello.
No.
Hey, did I win?
Looking to win prizes that we were giving away that particular day.
You went ahead of yourself.
We just got a nice little text here from Kyle. He said, my ears bleed between 3 and 6 p.m. each weekday.
What?
Thank you, Rossi.
S-A-D, Kyle.
What? KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
So the guy that we want giving us pointers on how to do our show is the dude that is regularly getting berated by people who are telling him to S-A-D because he's so terrible, and other people saying their ears bleed each weekday. But yeah, no, it's fine.
It's fine.
We'd love to hear your insight.
I'm a teacher, Dave. I'm a teacher. I will teach you the errors of your ways.
Do I have to go buy more donuts when you're going to berate us?
That's
going to
help.
Awful we
that
are?
Will help out quite a bit.
Going to make me feed them salaries.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, maybe I spoke too soon. There is some redemption here for Bossy Rossi on the Centennial Toyota text line. This is very nice. I've been yelled at by Rossi. He's the worst.
How's that redemption?
Redemption for us and how awesome we are and how wrong we are.
We're
taking a page out of his playbook here. And then one final one. I wish there were more options between 3 and 6, but there's no other music I'd rather listen to. It would be great if a robot or someone who had charisma would host that show.
Bossy Rossi has plenty of charisma. Let's just settle that down for a second right now. Yes, Bossy Rossi may be the worst host or presenter on this radio station, but between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m., he's still better than the other clowns that are in this town. You think Sean Tempesta has charisma?
Hang on. Are you noticing what's going on here, Sylvia?
We're broing down right now.
Mahoney to the rescue.
Can you name one other afternoon show host in the city?
Shift.
No,
yeah.
It's all about Bossy Rossi. Bossy Rossi's got 3 to 6.
Stop trying to angle for your contract getting done before mine, you son of a bitch.
Name one. That's all I'm saying. Name another host. I can't think of another one. What are you going to get? Heidi Hayes or Heidi Harris or whatever the bigot who hates gays should be able to adopt kids.
Congratulations,
who
Ross.
Else?
Better than
I can't
the
think of anybody in the afternoon.
I'm in.
That's right. Yes, you are the worst, but you're the worst of the best.
The best of the worst? Whatever. Sure. Go ahead, Sylvia.
All right, top stories are brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. What? That's right, 1995. Run, don't walk to Meineke now for your 1995 oil change.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the list is pretty long of things that you don't want to be surprised by in your toilet. But we have a new one to add to the list because
we've
heard
scorpions,
a number
spiders.
Of spiders. Yeah, large spiders.
Besides that?
Yes, actually. As a matter of fact, there is. Nick Evans shared a video of a...
Oh, I thought you were saying Nick Evans. I don't want to be surprised by Nick Evans in my toilet.
No, he shared a video of a gas station bathroom where he found a monitor lizard. Now, if you're not familiar with a monitor lizard, they are very aggressive.
Yeah.
It was specifically a Nile monitor lizard. It had found its way into one of the public toilets at the gas station, and it needed rescuing. And he said, so I went away. As you can see, the frightened lizard was wired and defending itself desperately and painfully for me, not understanding I was wanting to save it, not kill it, he wrote.
That thing looks like a Komodo dragon, man. That doesn't look like a monitor. Not square at all.
God, I hate you.
What are you talking about, man? If your name's going to be a monitor lizard, I feel like there should be a screen
Mahoney.
Somewhere. Right?
Mahoney. God.
Television
Mahoney.
Screen?
Mahoney.
No. And you say that we can't do bad jokes, dad jokes anymore.
It's not a bad joke or a dad joke.
The monitor doesn't look like a monitor.
It's on a screen.
If you said it's a, like, who knows what a monitor lizard is?
You blew all of your energy defending Bossy Rossi, and now you've depleted yourself of any good jokes.
I feel like a monitor lizard should be the Geico lizard, man, because he's a lizard in a monitor. That's where he lives.
Oh,
don't see him anywhere else.
Oh my God! Man, I don't like it.
Yeah. Stop! Stop!
Tony's doubling down on it.
I'm getting sick.
Yeah. It's really bad.
No.
So some Mississippi residents are perplexed because there is a mashed potato bandit on the loose, Sylvia. Residents of a Mississippi neighborhood are trying to get to the bottom of an unusual mystery. Somebody has been leaving mashed potatoes in various locations. neighbors in an area just outside of Jackson, Mississippi, which I'm sure is lovely. Again, haven't been there yet. Have been finding plates of mashed potatoes in locations including porches, mailboxes, and even on top of vehicles. Residents have yet to uncover the motive behind the apparent prank. Neighbors said they have not involved the police yet since it appears to be harmless, but who would leave perfectly good mashed potatoes laying around?
I feel like that person is not... This is like a modern-day Robin Hood. We don't need...
That wasn't another great joke from you.
I mean, if you're bringing... Like, I would say as far as sides go for dinners and lunches, mashed potatoes, probably the best.
What about mac and cheese?
Nah, man, mac and cheese cold, not good. You want something that can last, and I feel like mashed potatoes hold up.
Yeah.
You open your door, there's a plate of mashed potatoes there. There's a plate of mashed potatoes sitting in your mailbox on top of your car.
Do you eat them?
Yeah, do you like... No. You don't have a spoon.
Like, what is like, that, how do you? More of a brown gravy fan myself, the beef paste.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah,
so, bad news, you guys. The llama population is disappearing, and an agricultural census released last week found that the pack animals in the country have dramatically dropped, and it's because the rich people that used to buy these llamas don't really care about llamas anymore. For whatever reason,
llamas
are not chic, so we need a social media influencer like Kendall Jenner to post a picture with a llama to give them a big comeback, because as of right now, the people that breed llamas are rather upset because no one wants to buy their dumb llamas anymore.
Where do llamas live in, like, the wild? Like, is there any place
South America
where you could just, like Peru? You're walking around and all of a sudden there's, like, a wild ass llama?
Peru? Somewhere in South America?
Peru, sure, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. American.
Do you want to be surprised by a llama?
I feel like so a surprise cute. Llama is much better than a surprise lion.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. On X107.5.
Don't put that stupid rim shot after things that I say. I'm just pointing things out, man. These are Seinfeld-level-esque observations about what's going on in the world.
So somebody actually made an observation about what you just said. It's not a kimono dragon. It's a Komodo dragon.
No. The dragons that I see have those like, nice little robes.
Oh
yeah.
Smoking jackets.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, Dave and Mahoney. Ian. Buenos dias, Silvia. Well, I guess we're never going to see Mahoney skinny again. Wendy's is opening at Rainbow and Warren Springs.
Message deleted.
Have we confirmed
that
that's
confirmed?
A Wendy's?
Because it looks like a Wendy's.
It does.
It's got the two drive-through windows, yep. So they're planning on being busy. And we're almost positive that it was based on the coloring and the
design.
Could have
been a Jack in the Box, but there's a Jack in the Box near that.
Right down the road.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And the Jack in the Box don't normally traditionally have like the big two. Glass windows either. Yeah. I mean, that's more of a Wendy's thing. Yeah.
We think it's a Wendy's.
We think it's a Wendy's.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm, you know, last week I did fairly well, I would say. Until I went over to Dave's house, and then he...
Oh, so you're going to put this on me.
What did you give him?
So the whole thing is Mahoney's got his wedding coming up, and so he wants to be skinny Mahoney, because technically it is a skinny year, and it's already, you know, midway through April.
I have till the end of the year, sir.
No, you're getting married in like 2 months.
But I have the end of the year to get super skinny.
Oh, I see, but don't you want to be skinny for the pictures?
Ish.
Skinny-ish. Okay.
About 20 pounds lighter than I am now.
All right. So you decided that you're going to cut out meat again.
For the most part, yeah.
And then he comes over to my place to watch the fights on Saturday, and I cooked up burgers for everyone, and there was one extra because Mahoney wasn't going to eat one, but I cooked up five, and it was just sitting there, and then 2 minutes later, Mahoney comes walking over to the couch with a plate with a big old burger on it. And he just got after him.
I'm not giving
him a hard time.
You were there. It's
just that 11 seconds.
I'm like a donkey that was a carrot, man. That's a carrot.
It was just like 11 seconds before he declared that he wasn't eating meat, and then he.
No, I didn't say I'm not eating meat. I'm cutting back.
I see.
And then your wife was over there. She's like, "Well, it's just going to go to waste," and you know,
you
want to
waste
me into it. And I wanted to be a good house guest because that's what I do. I'm not.
Except when he farted.
I didn't fart.
On the couch, you're trying to blame it on my dog.
Your dog's 100 years old, and she's dying, unfortunately. R.I.P. Bailey.
Yeah.
You know, but
He's blaming his gassy ass on my dying dog.
No, man. Like, it was that was not me.
This
I
is
swear.
This is this is what the plot of the next John Wick movie is going to be.
Wow.
How dare you sully the perfectly good name of Bailey.
That's right.
In her final days.
Please leave a message after the tone.
David Mahoney, if your company put your new contracts in a hot air balloon and then the only way you could sign it was to do it in the air, would you? Don't lie. You know you would.
Message deleted.
I am not getting in one of those sky cardy contraptions. I would rather not have a contract.
Yep, I'll work with that one.
Guess what? Haven't had a contract for the past 2.5 months and not dead. You know why? Because I didn't get in a hot air balloon.
That's right.
They could have hidden. You know, if you ever want to hide something from me, just put it in a hot air balloon. I'll never
give
find
it to a sky carny. Yep. Let them do all whatever sky carnies do. The evil bastards. But yeah, no, we'll just keep.
I bet when they're up there
that.
Alone, they definitely go to town with.
Oh yeah,
if they're up there alone, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're definitely
for sure.
In that basket. Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if you're down below? You're like, is that a bird? What?
Okay.
I have so many questions right now, but I can't ask them.
And what if you shake the basket too much?
I feel like you deserve it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, it's your girl from Indianapolis. You know what keeps me from getting triggered? Listening to the David Mahoney podcast. I might have peed my pants a little on Friday. Thanks.
Message deleted.
Yeah, so Mahoney was blasting this crappy morning show out of Indianapolis for being crappy at what they do. Trying to be edgy, but just no real thought, not good takes, just poorly done. And there's a girl that listens from Indianapolis who said she listens to our podcast every day, even though she lives in Indianapolis, because she specifically hates that morning show. So I'm sure that it didn't really speak to anyone except for that one gal, but hey. Kick ass.
That's
way
right,
go,
Dave.
Mahoney.
I mean, if it's one person listening to our podcast, that's probably a third of our listener base. So, you know, I like said,
super serving our listeners.
That's right.
Look out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So a man in Michigan is suing his parents, and you know it's gotten really bad at home when you're suing your parents for literally anything. Right?
The people who brought you into this world, who hopefully you know raised you to be a upstanding citizen, and now you're getting all litigious. Why is this man suing his parents for $80,000?
$86,000 to be more specific. It's because they threw away his porn collection.
He had $86,000 worth of porn.
For the last time, I don't want your giant box of pornography.
No, no.
Among his possessions was his smut collection. He said that was worth $29,000, but his other stuff that they got rid of adds up to a total of 86 grand. So the man moved out of the house in Indiana. His parents allegedly delivered his property to his new house, and the son noticed that his massive collection was missing. According to the documents, his parents told him they destroyed the porn. The man tried to press charges on his parents by calling the sheriff's department, but the prosecutor's office is like, yeah, we're good on that. The man began by emailing his parents. According to the lawsuit, his father allegedly responded, believe it or not, one reason for why I destroyed your porn was your own mental and emotional health. I would have done the same thing had I found a kilo of crack cocaine. And then his father said, someday I hope you will understand.
How old is this man, do we know?
It doesn't say precisely how old he is, but I would imagine probably late 30s.
I mean, if you've got $29,000 worth of the
40s.
Old pornog, that's probably a collection that was well cultivated over 20 years or so.
Yeah, but what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
Of having porn.
Some people have nostalgia.
It just seems really inconvenient to like have to like flip between pages.
Well, maybe it was videos as well.
Vintage erotica.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a collector.
Yeah, but I mean, like, have you ever, you know, been consuming that stuff and then the video starts buffering and it turns into a picture?
That's the worst.
How awful that is.
Maybe you should download it.
No.
No, what are you talking about?
That's
how you get a virus.
No, I'm saying if you're concerned about buffering over there while you're buffering yourself, you know, maybe you should download it for once.
Don't
and
get
also,
all high and mighty.
I don't disagree with this guy. If you destroy $30,000 worth of my property that's not hurting anybody else, I'm going to take your ass to court.
So an anonymous person is looking to set up a three-day event where 100 people get together and hunt one another in the wilderness. So a millionaire wants to rent out a private island and stage a real-life battle royale.
So this is where we're at with rich people now. Mm-hmm. Rich people want poor people to get on an island and hunt
kill
each
other
for sport. We are literally living in The Running Man.
So a London-based luxury shopping marketplace and shopping concierge service that sells essentials like bottled Everest oxygen and crystal-encrusted vacuum cleaners said that attendees would be provided with airsoft guns and ammo and touch-sensitive body armor for a three-day event with over a $130,000 prize waiting for whoever is left standing at the end of the weekend. Competition will run for 12 hours each day with food, camping gear, and all the necessary equipment will be handed out for all of the cosplay killers, is what they're being called. At this point, we'll be given time to make camp for the night. They're also soliciting a talented game maker who can help design the arena with an expected six-week project duration. Mm-hmm. About $59,000 up for grabs with that contract.
We're slowly, I mean, literally, like the Running Man, we are slowly inching our way towards the Hunger Games here.
Yeah. I'd watch.
Would you watch?
Yeah, I'd watch. I mean, they're not actually like killing them. They're not killing them.
Of course you would. You want to see us peasants pelt each other for your entertainment?
Okay, you're gonna say that you're gonna classify yourself as one of the peasants. Why don't you tell everyone what you bought this weekend?
What did you buy?
What did I buy this week?
Your hat.
Why don't you tell everyone?
Oh, that's
what I
right.
Oh, I bought a hat. Oh, wow.
No.
Look at me. How
what
rich
kind
I
of
am.
Hat,
he went shopping with his buddy in his matching Tommy Bahama shirt, and then they're like, "Oh, look at the Tommy Bahama store. Let's
I'm
go there
with
together."
My fiance.
And then you went back with your fiance, and you bought
a hat
matching Tommy Bahama.
Because I don't want to get skin cancer.
How much did you spend on the hat?
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you don't know.
I'm looking at the prices right now.
How much are they, Ian?
$20.
They're not 20. Shut the front door.
$20.
What did you pay for it, Mahoney?
$20.
I'm looking right now. They range anywhere from $125 to $400.
You bought the $400 hat, didn't you?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I don't want to get skin cancer.
I want to shoot you on an island.
That's right.
I'm just going to pop out of nowhere. With an airsoft gun. Pop, 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 pop. I'm not on the island. I'm not playing.
Hope all your porn gets destroyed.
That's just me, man.
Uh-huh.
You know I did that.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I didn't get a soda. I got a sparkling water. And I got... And then I paired those with some Sour Patch Kids.
Mahoney's talking about his movie experience with his grown friend that he had on Friday. They were wore matching shirts. They went to the movies. You saw a movie that was fairly disappointing.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't live up to the hype, at least.
Yeah, it's definitely not 90% fresh.
That's a bummer.
And you were enjoying some snacks.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. You had some sparkling water.
Paired something nicely with some Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't judge me because I have friends who I enjoy going to the movies with. We enjoy spending time together.
That's
and we're
fine.
Busy.
That's fine.
He's busy. I'm busy. Yeah. And occasionally we can find some time to carve out to go see a movie that we both enjoy.
I have just never, ever, ever called a friend of mine and said, hey, let's go do this and wear matching outfits.
Well, we weren't wearing matching outfits. We were both enjoying our beautiful Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirts.
Well, that's a sign of a real bestie, you know?
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Living our best life, living a comfortable life. You just don't understand the Tommy Bahama lifestyle, Dave.
I am honestly a little jealous. Did not get an offer to enjoy a movie with you in a Tommy Bahama shirt.
I bought you a Tommy Bahama shirt that you've never worn.
I have worn it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the picture that we posted? And everyone said that I looked better than you.
You took it off immediately after that. You ripped it off Hulkamania style.
That's not true.
And you said, what you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
Because I can't appropriate my homie's culture like that.
Yeah,
wearing his Hawaiian shirts,
no,
everyone's going
to
be like,
man, to how awesome
Dave looks so much better in those shirts than my homie does.
That's what they're going to say?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to say. What was the snack that Mahoney had? X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Lori.
Lori?
Yes.
Correct answer is?
Milk Duds.
There you go.
Which Milk Duds are better than you remember. The chocolate with the nice little caramel in there.
Although I feel like I get bored of them after like half the pack.
That's why you mix it up with
the Sour Patch
Kids, so you get a little bit of both.
You know what else I like? Raisinets. Never, ever, ever, ever do I eat Raisinets outside of movie theaters, but I will plow through a whole thing of Raisinets. Do you ever do this? Like, I'm so impulsive that I'll get snacks before the movie, and I'll finish it before the movie starts.
I actually like to finish it before the movie
do
starts.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. Like snow caps.
Yeah, because nobody wants to be digging around in a bag or something. Snow caps.
Those are awesome.
Oh, that's the movie thing. Yep.
Nah, man. Yeah. Nah.
Lori, we got some tickets for you for Slightly Stupid on 420 over at the Joint. I don't know how that worked out. Sure, it's a coincidence. You're also qualified for the grand prize of a Slightly Stupid prize pack. So thank you for listening this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, oops. Wow. just hung up on God Lori, dang, Dave.
No, I didn't mean to. Like,
well, no.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.